From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Dutson with your headlines for Friday, May 19th. For the last few days, the North State has been cooking in above-average temperatures, according to the National Weather Service. A study from the nonprofit Climate Central found an increase in dangerously hot days at more than 200 locations throughout the U.S., including Chico. NSPR's Jamie Jiang has the story.
In just the last few years, Chico's seen a pretty steep rise in what the Climate Central study calls risky heat days. Those are days where temperatures rise above the local historical average and pose a risk to public health. In 1970, Chico had just 37 risky heat days. Last year, it had 70. The year before, 74. According to the NWS, extreme heat is the deadliest weather-related hazard in the U.S. 375 people died of extreme heat in 2021. That's four times the number of deaths from other natural disasters combined that year. Public health researchers recommend local governments build more cooling centers in vulnerable communities and make them a larger part of heat mitigation plans. More risky heat days also mean more wildfires. A United Nations report published in February of this year showed increased heat and dryness creates more fuel for wildfires around the globe. Another study published this week found warming caused by emissions from fossil fuel and cement companies may have caused a third of the wildfires in the western U.S. and Canada in the last four decades. For NSPR News, I'm Jamie Jiang.
Camp Resolution is a self-governed North Sacramento encampment. It signed a first-of-its-kind lease with Sacramento last month. But residents still face struggles brought by rising temperatures. Cap Radio's Janelle Salonga has more.
It's 10 in the morning, and residents of Camp Resolution are already sweating during a press conference. With Sacramento heating up, they said they need more water. They don't have a potable water source.
Okay, we really need some help here. We would like if you could bring us water. It's going to be hot here.
That's Don, who didn't share his last name for privacy reasons. Though the city's lease with Camp Resolution means it has committed to providing up to 20 trailers to the community, the camp is responsible for arranging and paying for its utilities.
Those things get to 180 degrees without air conditioner.
Crystal Sanchez is the liaison between the camp and the city and says providing electricity has been challenging.
They have everything set up in these trailers, but we don't have power. So we can't use the fridge. We can't use, you know, the air conditioning, which again, simple things that can be fixed easily.
The camp now has one solar station with another on its way, providing power to around 20 trailers. While it can power fans and charge phones, it can't support a fridge. Over 300 people are on a wait list for the camp, which also provides supplies and support to other unhoused people who aren't residents. Janelle Salonga, Cap Radio News.
Five major U.S. cities and the state of California will receive federal help to get unsheltered residents into permanent housing. The plan was launched yesterday and is part of the Biden administration's larger goal to reduce homelessness 25% by 2025. The White House says the All Inside initiative will partner with the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness with state officials in California and local governments in Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas, Seattle, and the Phoenix metro area. Officials say the administration will offer tailored support for 2 years to improve efforts toward housing unsheltered people, including embedding a federal official in each area. A bill that would have required bars and other public spaces to keep naloxone on hand failed in the California legislature yesterday. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon has more.
The bill by Democratic Assemblymember Matt Haney of San Francisco would have allocated $400,000 for the overdose reversal drug and required public libraries, gas stations, and some hotels to keep it accessible. It was killed in a marathon hearing where lawmakers determined the fate of more than 1,000 high-cost bills. Fentanyl-related deaths have soared, and a group of Democrats in the legislature have taken heat this spring for blocking a handful of bills to increase criminal penalties for fentanyl dealers. Lawmakers did advance bills to require naloxone in schools and provide fentanyl test strips on college campuses. Their next step is debate on the assembly floor. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
And those were your headlines for Friday, May 19th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also read a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.